Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So the epic tale of how Prince Harry is not playing by the royal playbook continues.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
So to recap, he's married a divorced American actress, Meghan Markle, who is also a woman of color.
Oh my gosh, how dare he?
Yeah, the nerve. And then he stepped down from his royal duties and moved his family to California.
Ugh, what is he thinking?
And then he went global with Oprah, where he spilled some ridiculous tea on his family. He's made big money media deals with Netflix and Spotify. Oh, and he also used his grandmother's pet name, you know, Grandma Queen Elizabeth II, as the name of his new daughter, Lilibet, which, according to some, was done without permission.
Yeah, well, because we all know you need permission to name your kid, right?
I mean, at this point, is there anything left for Harry to do?
Oh, you know what? He could write a book.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, so Prince Harry announced that he's writing a tell-all memoir, and it'll be everywhere, including the Queen's nightmares, late next year.
Yeah, the redcoats are pissed.
Yeah, we can consider the flames officially fanned.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, July 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Well, it's a day that ends in Y, which means we've got royal news. Prince Harry, a.k.a. the Duke of Sussex, a.k.a. Meghan Markle's husband, is writing a memoir.
Yes, I can't wait for the spark notes.
So the royal tell-all is slated to come out late next year. And at least according to a press release, it's going to be, quote, the definitive account of the experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape him.
Yeah, so Harry says he's, quote, excited for people to read a firsthand account of my life that's accurate and wholly truthful. So I don't know, is that a dig on the tabloids, his family, maybe both?
I feel like it's gotta be both,
yeah,
right?
I would think.
So rumors Harry has already received a $15 million advance, but the profits from the book are going to charity.
Yes, which I actually really love. And the word is he's not holding back. He's allegedly going to dish on everything about his family. And Harry said, quote, I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become. My hope is that in telling my story, the highs and lows, the mistakes, the lessons learned, I can help show that no matter where we come from, we have more in common than we think.
I mean, I love a good tell-all. What do you think?
Who doesn't love a good tell-all? I don't know how similar we are to the royal family, but I mean, my family doesn't change outfits at Christmas, so I don't know. I mean, does yours?
We change from one set of pajamas to another.
Okay.
If that counts.
That does count. Yeah.
But that's just because we've spilled eggnog on it. So
love it.
But it's probably no surprise the royal family is none too pleased about the prospect of more royal dirt getting dished.
So Harry's official spokesperson says Harry did give his family a quick heads up about the book, but that he isn't required to get their permission to write it. Mm-hmm. But then Newsweek reported that Harry was forced to call last minute to tell his family about the memoir after news of it was leaked to the New York Post. So yesterday's front page of the Post splashed a picture of Harry and Meghan made to look like Harry Potter characters. And the headline read, Harry Plotter and the Prisoner of Windsor.
God, you know I love Harry Potter and...
And wordplay.
I was just going to say wordplay, yes. So Harry says the book will be his way to reflect on his life and correct misinformation spread in the tabloids. But one royal insider has told the Daily Mail, quote, on what planet does Harry think that this is not an FU to the family?
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. Maybe on the same planet where you tell your family to just get over their mental distress and move on with their lives. I don't know.
Yeah, you're suicidal. Stiff upper lip. Okay.
Yeah, get over it, chap.
Yeah, so obviously the book is a big deal and the royals haven't really written memoirs before. There have been a few written by people like Sarah Ferguson, who's the ex-wife of Prince Andrew and former Duchess of York. And she wrote the book My Story.
Yeah. So the main royals, like, you know, the ones that we are constantly talking about, mm-hmm. they don't really do stuff like this, at least not recently. But 70 years ago, Harry's great-granduncle, Edward VIII, did pretty much the same thing. He published a ghost-written memoir called A King's Story. And, by the way, Edward gave up being the king because he wanted to marry an American actress and did. So, some parallels. Ugh.
I love it. And it's just like a fairy tale.
Yeah. Someone call Netflix.
And then, God, probably for this Christmas, Prince and me. But of course, whenever we talk about Harry, people are wondering, mm-hmm. what's the deal with Prince William? And what does he think about all of this? People are guessing that this memoir might end up killing any chances of reconciliation between Harry and the rest of his family.
Yeah, so royal watchers are calling Harry out, actually, because reportedly the book is almost finished, which means the entire time he was kind of building these bridges with his family these past months, he was also writing his memoir.
Right, which, to be fair, I feel like whenever people are hanging out with family, they're writing some kind of memoir in their head. So it's not that unusual.
That's true.
But some palace sources are hinting that the book could end up leading to some legal trouble for Harry, mm-hmm. depending on what he actually ends up putting in the book.
Yeah, so according to Radar Online, a friend of the family said, quote, "Harry has crossed a line and there had to be a response. Otherwise, Harry will keep saying whatever he wants to get more money and attention." But that same friend of the family said it would be hard to imagine the royals would ever take legal action against one of its own. Although to me, that doesn't seem crazy. Like, I put nothing past the royals. I could 100% right. see them suing.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, I mean, especially since there really aren't tell-all books that come out about the royals.
Right.
I feel like, and, you know, of course, there's all that speculation.
Yeah.
We have royal biographer Robert Hardman saying that he expects the memoir to lean heavily on criticizing the media, which we kind of already talked about. But he does think there will be a few digs to the family, but says the royals are used to that after the Oprah interview.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, we have Angela Levin, who is the author of a biography about Prince Harry. And she told Good Morning Britain she believes the book won't be all honey and sweetness. And I hope Angela Levin is correct.
Yeah, Angela, I just want to say thanks, Captain Obvious. I can't imagine everything Prince Harry's been through. He's not going to write a fluff piece about the royals.
Yeah, like, this is classic Angela, if we're being honest.
But of course, the speculation, like, oh no, does this mean that Harry and Meghan are going to get disinvited from the Queen's huge Jubilee celebration next year, which marks her 70 years on the throne?
Oh my God, they're not going to be able to watch everyone be in bed by 8. It's going to be so sad.
Awful. Oh my gosh.
So one editorial in the Daily Mail said, quote, "This is the no going back moment, the final nail in the coffin of the royal family's relationship with Harry."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, I don't know. I feel like the royals, anything to not have drama and yet exclusively have drama.
Seriously. My God.
So, I don't know. Is there a big detail you're looking forward to that's going to come out in Harry's memoir?
Honestly, I'm hoping that Harry can confirm whether or not Prince William actually cheated on Kate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would love those details.
Same.
And I would also love to hear who planned his Vegas trips.
Yes. Yeah, that too.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, "Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast."
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.